The feast of our national patron, Lough Éilí Pádraic, is an occasion worthy of great celebration. It's a day in which we celebrate what it means to be Irish and what it means to have faith. It doesn't matter whether you're an Irish person in Ennis or Boston or Kilburn or Sydney, the feast of St. Patrick is observed with delight and celebration. Lough mór cheiliúradh atá agan inniu ar Lough Éilí Níomh Pádraic. Déanamuid cheiliúradh inniu ar chultúr agus éireacht na hÉireann, an creideamh, ceol, rinke, aurániacht, filiacht, teanga, chumála cluiffí gaelacha, pell, amáníocht agus liúróid láve. St. Patrick's Day has become synonymous in recent years, apart from parades, with the Club All-Ireland Gaelic Finals and other sporting events, and best wishes to all participants. Of course, one of the main reasons we gather in worship on St. Patrick's Day is to celebrate the man who brought the treasure of the Christian faith to our land way back in the 400s, St. Patrick himself. Cuivnín muid ar Níomh Pádraic, guíonn muid chuige, agus tugann muid ómós cuí dó. We are lucky to have in both the precious documents, the Confessions of St. Patrick and the Letter to Caroticus, a window or insight into his faith and spirituality. Creideamh agus spiridáltacht Níomh Pádraic na cáipéisí ársa beannaithe sin. In these two documents, we capture a sense of his love for and phenomenal faith in Jesus Christ, creideamh in Ísa Críost. We get a sense of his love for the expression of God as Trinity, and of course the symbol of the shamrock is used so often to explain this deep mystery of the way God relates to us, Rún Jívar na Trínóide. Chalach an grá á léirúdún tréidh an athar, mac agus spiridnaíf. In those two letters, we also get a great insight into his huge dedication to personal prayer, penance, his humility, awareness of his own sinfulness, throwing himself totally at the mercy of God. Gui pársanta, úrishlacht, athri, trócra jé. The fact that St. Patrick spent so much of his time on Croagh-Patrick, Maumean and other ancient religious locations in our beautiful countryside, it shows his deep love of nature and it being a reflection of the beauty and love of God. Dúlra agus áilíocht na hÉireann mar mhaicéala ar Ia. The work and mission of St. Patrick here gives us an indication of the importance of the centrality of sharing and celebrating and spreading the faith, not only in Ireland but to the ends of the world. Críomh scaoile an tuiscéal agus an creide luachar Chríostúil. My own Episcopal motto happens to be the first couple of phrases of St. Patrick's breastplate, Christ Lum, Christ Rome, a beautiful Christocentric prayer that gives a sense of St. Patrick's closeness to and devotion to Jesus Christ. St. Patrick's Day is a day to celebrate that distinct spirituality of St. Patrick. It is also a day that we remember emigrants that are away from home. May they continue to be safe and always proud and happy to be part of what makes it special to be Irish, especially the wonderful Christian faith that St. Patrick brought to us so many centuries ago. I take this opportunity to wish you a most enjoyable day, a hearty celebration, and an outstanding holiday weekend. Banachtí na féile pádraic ar ar fad, agus gur a seacht fear a bhéasmuid bliain ón lá inniu.